It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Oh, yeah. Better than this. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
What's better than this, guys? Being dudes here on the Draft Dudes Podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network. We are your hosts here on this Thursday edition of the show. We got college football picks. We've got the AFC North to dig into. Loaded show. Kyle, welcome.
This is going to be a mess. I just want you to know that.
Oh, yeah.
We're picking 20 games here.
Yeah. In college.
Picking 20 college games, and then we got to pick like another... Let's see, how many games have we done for each of the AFC?
Probably like six, teams? Right?
Five.
Okay.
So five. So now we got to pick another
50-something?
44.
Yeesh.
Not a math guy, huh?
Not a math guy, but I do know this is going to take a lot of time, so we should start.
All right, let's go.
College football first?
Yes, college football first. So last week, the only top 25 pick that was to be made was Florida minus -7. And I let you talk me into Florida minus -7.
Talk you in? Say what?
Remember, I was the one that had a little bit of the back and forth, right?
Listen, if Florida
I still willingly took Florida minus -7.
Well,
but I felt like you were super confident, even though you said it wasn't free money.
Yeah.
But you were more confident. You're like Jonah Toles with a take.
Jesus.
Jonah gives you that take and he knows it. And it's like, yeah, I'm buying.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I believe you.
I don't know. I feel like I was very apprehensive about it. I didn't love it.
But no.
Listen, if Florida.
You got to check the tape.
If Florida didn't keep fumbling the football and Felipe Franks wasn't terrible, you got a chance, man. You had a chance to cover that spread.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Look, no, JC, I have receipts. JC texted me and asked if he should bet money on it. And I told him no.
I just acknowledged that you didn't say it was a free money.
Oh, let's see if there's any free money.
But you were – all right, let's find some free money here.
All right, we have to rotate who goes first because I'm not going to be accused of influencing you on every bad pick you have.
All right, I'll go first on this
one. Oh, I bet you will. Florida A&M at UCF, number 17. There's no line.
Give me UCF head or straight up to win this one.
Me too. All right, so I have
to – Well, you got to write your own picks.
All right, I like it. All right. All right, so I have to go first on this one here. Georgia Tech at Clemson minus -36. Christ, this is not easy. I mean, Georgia Tech's going to be terrible this year. Jeff,
no, this is easy.
Clemson.
You're absolutely right.
All right, you have to go first.
Clemson's winning by 40+.
All right. If you have to go first, you have to intro the game. How about that? There you
okay.
go.
Okay, right. And that's what I was wondering, if I was going to have to intro – when you were picking. So that's good. We figured we ironed that out now. Texas State at Texas A&M. Texas A&M minus -33.5 points. Ooh. I know Ben Solak took Texas State at plus +34.5.
Is Texas A&M going to win 43-10?
Well, that'd be a push. It'd have to be 44.
Yeah. My math is going to be really
revealed. Give me Texas State here.
I'm also going Texas State. The next
That's a big line.
It is. And I don't Texas A&M, I think they're a good football team, but like they're just going to like mop the floor with every team. I don't know. Utah number 14 at BYU. Utah minus -6.5. I like Utah in this football game. Give me Utah.
Really?
To cover, yeah. Yeah. Win by 7. Win by a touchdown.
All right, hold on. I thought I saw a stat on this game. I know we're trying to go quick here, but... Do you know what the current streak is in this rivalry?
No.
Utah's won the last 8.
Okay. By what's the normal score?
They won by 8. They won by 6. They won by 1. They won by 7. They won by 7, they won by 3, they won by 1, and they won by 44.
So it's always tight, but this is the best Utah team we've ever seen. Well, I mean, maybe the Urban Meyer Utah team.
Well, let's slow your roll, Joseph.
Pac-12 champion, Utah Utes.
Rivalry game in BYU, give me BYU, but give me Utah to win the game.
All right. This is the first one here. You are first
conference. Yeah,
this is you, this next one.
Tulsa at Michigan State. Michigan State is -23.5.
Yeah.
No, I'm hearing good things out of Sparty. Give me Michigan State in this game.
Give me Michigan State to win, but Tulsa to cover.
Oh,
let's go.
Getting dicey in here, Joey.
Number 19, Wisconsin at South Florida. Wisconsin favored by 11.5. Are they going to win by 2 touchdowns? I feel like South Florida is going to be able to score. give me Wisconsin to win, but South Florida to cover at home.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Florida Atlantic visiting the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State -27.5. This is free money.
Free money!
Ohio State at home.
I'm with you, but I'm not calling it free money. There's no line in this next game. Northern Iowa at number 21, Iowa State. Iowa State wins the game.
South Alabama heading to Lincoln to play number 24, Nebraska. It took absolutely no time at all for the Scott Frost hype train to completely jump the shark because Nebraska is favored by 36.5 points. Nebraska is favored by more than Clemson at home against Georgia Tech. South Alabama to cover.
Yeah, no, for me, I think this might be my free money bet of the week. All right, Eastern Washington at Washington, no line. Give me the Huskies.
The hell are you getting all the no lines?
You wanted to go first. This is what happens.
Damn it. Idaho. I almost skipped it. Sorry. Duke versus Alabama. Alabama -33.5. Do you remember a couple years ago when USC was like the bee's knees and they played Alabama in the season opener?
USC? Southern Cal?
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
Holy cow, Joe.
Alabama played USC in the season opener?
Yes. This was like 2 or 3 years ago. This was 2016.
And this game feels really weird to me. I don't remember it at all.
And Alabama won 52-6. Give me Alabama in a route. Covering 33.5.
Yeah, I don't like
what Roll Tide, baby.
Yeah, I have the Tide here. I don't like what Duke has coming back at quarterback to be able to keep pace.
We didn't like what they had at quarterback last year.
Well, oh, look, another no line for Joe. Idaho.
We're just kidding. We're kidding. We're kidding. We're kidding. Giants fans, relax. No.
Dave Brown.
Northwestern at Stanford. Stanford -6.5. Joe, this is an interesting line.
Sure.
These two teams played, 2 years ago? And Northwestern won? My producer's pulling it up.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Come on. Was it 2015 the last time they played? And Northwestern won 16-6. Very different teams, of course. Clayton Thorson had a great day. Just kidding. Give me Stanford to win, but I think Northwestern covers.
Do you know anything about what Northwestern has on offense right now? I have no idea.
I mean, they're going to be a team, like they always are, that plays tough defense, is a grinded-out style team.
Give me
I just don't think that
– Stanford
– I think they'll be a
– Stanford covers at home.
Now you got me questioning it. I might change mine on that one.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, I said was Stanford covers at home.
You're up.
Number 22, Syracuse, the most underrated team in the nation, on the road at Liberty. Syracuse -18. Now, this is Hugh Freeze's first year over at Liberty, and there's some intrigue about what that's going to look like. but give me Dino Babers to cover an 18-point spread on the road. Syracuse.
Coos.
Oh, you're with me on that. I didn't know.
I am with you on that. You know I'm a big Syracuse fan.
All right. Go Orange.
Got a potent Pat Rush.
Oh, yeah.
Like Dino Babers' offense.
Great special teams this year, too, man. Best kicker and punter in the nation.
Oh, I'll take your word for it. How's that? Number three, Georgia visiting Vanderbilt. And Georgia's favored by more than 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt's got at least 3 pro prospects on their offense this year. I think Georgia wins handily, but give me Vanderbilt to cover at home by more than 3 touchdowns.
With you. Vandy covers at home but loses the football game.
You're a wise man, Joe.
Whew, this one. Now, this one's crazy. Georgia Southern at LSU, number 6. LSU favored to win, 27.5-point favorites in this game. Oh, man. I think Georgia Southern covers that spread but loses the game. Let's go.
I'm not going to overthink this one. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
Yeah, yours is better than me. I sounded like Cookie Monster more. You had an actual impersonation there.
Middle Tennessee State at the Big House, Michigan. Michigan minus 34.5. I think Michigan covers this spread.
This one.
They brought back a lot of skill players on offense.
That's true. All right, give me the Wolverines.
And they've got notable NFL prospects on the offensive line.
Kyle, this is our headgear pick. This is the game of the week, right? Number 11, Tigers. Oregon at number 6, Auburn. You ready for this? You're not going to expect this from me. Oregon wins outright.
I agree with you.
Woo!
I think they're good enough up front offensively that they'll be able to stave off that pass rush from Derrick Brown and company. Auburn's got a ton of turnover on the offensive side of the ball. And guess what? Oregon's a team speed defense. I like that matchup for Oregon straight up.
I do too. They're going to win that game. I thought that was going to be a little bit of debate. You're with me there on the Ducks.
Lock and step, baby.
All right.
Miami of Ohio going to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes, who are favored by 21.5. Last I checked, Nate Stanley still at quarterback, and they lost 2 top 20 players on the offensive side of the ball. Give me Miami of Ohio to cover.
Me too. That's
a rich line.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be like a 20-7 win or something like that. All right, Louisiana Tech at Kyle's national champion, Texas, number 10.
No, I didn't pick him to win the Natty. Get the hell out of here.
Minus 20. I wish you were going first on this one. This one's probably the least comfortable spread of the week. Minus 20.5, Texas at home against Louisiana Tech. Give me the Longhorns.
I already had it written in. New Mexico State heading to face Mike Leach and the Washington State Cougars. Washington State minus 31.5. That's an aggressive spread, but at the same time, this Mike Leach offense is kind of plug and play, right? So give me Washington State to cover 31.5 at home.
Same. I don't feel great about it, but it's fine. All right, Houston at Oklahoma. This is a Sunday night game. Oklahoma, 23-point favorites. They're going to be able to score. Houston's going to be able to score. Houston covers, but Oklahoma wins a football game.
I agree with you. I do. And I think we'll agree on this last one as well. Number 9, Notre Dame versus Louisville. Notre Dame favored by 19 points. The Louisville program is a long ways away from being anything but trash. Give me Notre Dame to cover.
With you.
Minus 19.
So we've got
some. All right, so we.
Yeah, go ahead.
We had one. Two, three. We're separate on 3 games this week.
Somebody will have a better record, right?
Yes. Somebody's guaranteed to have it, unless they push.
Yeah, it's true. It could happen, but.
We are different on BYU and Utah, Tulsa, Michigan State, and Georgia Southern LSU.
That's right.
This is my new favorite Google Doc, and we have a million of them. I cannot wait to see this play out.
All right, we'll find out. Hopefully we have winning records. Like, We're worthy of the right? You know what I mean?
I've only like I did some pick'em stuff 2 years ago for NDT, and like I was always selective. I only did like 5 games a week.
Yeah.
And I ended up having like a 58% winning percentage at the end of the season or something like that. But I've never had to do the whole top 25 slate, so I'm kind of mortified to see how this goes.
It'll be fun. And this will be our Thursday concept moving forward, but we'll talk more about the games. But we have a division to pick as well, so we had to go a little more briskly today.
Well, and we're 15 minutes in, and we haven't touched the AFC North.
Well, let's touch it.
This is going to get messy.
Oh, it always does.
We're going to do this in the order of the way the teams finished last year in the division to keep it interesting for the dynamics of who ends up winning the division. Joe, real quick, I want to read through the NFC playoff teams and what we did with the AFC West yesterday.
All right.
So if you missed, last week we did the NFC and picked all four divisions. Our playoff teams, Saints are the 1 seed at 13-3. The Eagles are the 2 seed at 12-4. The Rams also finished 12-4, but conference tiebreakers resulted in them being the 3 seed. The 4 seed is the Packers at 11-5, who had the same record as the Chicago Bears in the North, but the Packers had 1 game better in the division to win the division and get the home playoff game. The Falcons at 12-4 are the 5 seed, and the Bears at 11-5, who lost that tiebreaker for the division to the Packers, are the 6 seed. Do not feel disrespected, Dallas Cowboys fans. We had you at 11-5, and you missed the playoffs.
The riots.
And the Seattle Seahawks were 10-6 and missed the playoffs. So we are very sorry.
So sorry.
We did the AFC West on Monday show, and we have the Chiefs at 12-4, the Chargers at 11-5, the Broncos at 6-10, and the Raiders at 4-12.
Let's go.
Going in the order of the division last year in the North, the Ravens are on the clock. Right now, we've picked 5 games for the Ravens. Do you know what their record is?
3-2 would be my guess.
2-3.
Okay.
So we gave the Ravens victories over the Cardinals and the 49ers, and we gave them losses to the Seahawks, Chiefs, and Rams.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. Week one, Baltimore goes to Miami and plays the Dolphins.
Your thoughts, sir? I know Miami's kind of had their struggles with Baltimore. But if I was going to believe in Miami, I believe in Brian Flores, and I think they'll play disciplined defense, which is going to matter a lot against all the things Baltimore is going to throw at you offensively. So if there's anything – and obviously I think in week one there's a relative newness to that Miami offense that could make it difficult to stop. I don't think it's like a slam dunk Baltimore, but especially because Miami's at home.
I think Baltimore is the more talented football team all around, but kind of similar teams in that there's some questions with their ability to throw the ball. The receiving group is not a strength of either one of these teams. Defensively, they will play very stout, but with a more established coaching staff, I think with the Ravens' offensive system and some of the unknowns, maybe creating some errors on reps that the Dolphins have not been able to see off a tape from Baltimore. Baltimore owns Miami. Give me the Ravens to win this football game.
Lamar Jackson's only thrown 16 passes this preseason.
A little rusty.
Well, it's a fascinating thing because like they're confident in him. They don't want to give too much away. Like there's so many different ways you can kind of spin that number, but that's a really low amount for a second-year player.
I would not be surprised if Miami steals this game.
I wouldn't either.
The Ravens, give me the Ravens.
All right.
I think they have more impact playmakers than the Dolphins do. Week two, we've already picked the Ravens to defeat the Cardinals at home. Week three, we have picked the Chiefs to beat the Ravens in Kansas City. Week four, the Browns come to town and play the Ravens.
That's fun. Jackson, Mayfield.
Give me Cleveland.
Cleveland on the road going to Baltimore?
Yes, I don't care.
Okay.
Because the next week, the Ravens have to go to Pittsburgh and play the Steelers.
Obviously, Devin Bush, a big presence there in the middle, will help that defense. I like the home team here.
Steelers?
Yeah.
All right, we'll lock it in. Bengals coming to town to play the Ravens week 6.
Ravens.
We've picked the Seahawks to beat the Ravens week 7, which means the Ravens going into the bye week are 3-4.
Okay.
Coming out of the bye week, the Ravens at home play the Patriots.
I still think New England, Belichick scheming against an offense now that he's got, 7 games of tape? Sorry.
Do you have any concern with the Patriots coming off a big game against the Browns the week prior and then going into the bye week? The week after.
I probably worry about that the least of any team with New England.
Okay.
Are you thinking Ravens here?
I wouldn't be stunned. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pick the Patriots to go 14-2 this year. And we have the Patriots at 4-1 right now. Like, it's so easy to just look at somebody else's schedule and see the Patriots on and be like, oh yeah, the Patriots are going to win.
So you feel the bye week.
Coming out of the bye week for Baltimore and Patriots going into the bye week off a big game with Cleveland the week prior.
Baltimore is at home. Yes. All right, you're feeling it. I'll go with it. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, just like we said, you know, if we were to sit here and pick the better team every single week with no questions asked, like we'd get a bunch of 13-3 teams and a bunch of 3-13 teams.
Oh, so like exactly what we've been doing?
No. We have a 9-7 and a 7-9 and a 6-10. And
I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that.
Yeah. We'll probably get it. I'm telling you right now, we'll get another 9-7 team in this division. I feel it.
All right.
We haven't done it yet, but I feel it. Week 10, the Ravens go to Cincinnati, play the Bengals.
Dub.
Win. Week 11, the Texans coming off the bye go to Baltimore and play the Ravens. Interesting game.
I can see Houston winning that football game.
Coming out of the bye?
Yeah.
I can see it too.
Let's go with it.
We give it to them?
Yeah.
Texans on the road, beat the Ravens. The following week, the Ravens, we have them losing to the Rams on Monday Night Football.
I feel good about
that. But they get the rebound game week 13. They play the 49ers and get a dub.
Okay.
So at this point in the season, we have the Ravens at 6-6.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ravens versus Buffalo, week 14.
I mean, Buffalo's at home, they have a very good disciplined defense in terms of going up against Lamar. But, you know, this team really, Baltimore took care of Buffalo last year. It was week 1, Peterman started. So I don't know that you can really take away much from that. I'll give you this.
I think they split the next 2 games.
Well, then I think then you got to go with the home and away thing there.
Yep. That's fine with me, especially because the Ravens are that week 15 game is on a Thursday Night Football game.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. Lose to Buffalo, beat the Jets.
Yep. Lose to Buffalo to fall in 6-7, beat the Jets on Thursday on a short week in Baltimore to go to 7-7 with 2 divisional games to bring them home.
Okay.
Okay. This is, look, I told you we were going to get 7-9, 8-8. It's right here on the table for us.
All right.
Ravens in Cleveland against the Browns.
So they'll get swept by Cleveland if they don't win this game.
Correct.
And Cleveland came to Baltimore in week 4 and beat them.
Correct.
And they're coming. They have 10 days to prepare. Give me the Ravens on the road.
Woo.
Do you hate that?
I'm not going to fight you because I had them win. I had Cleveland win early in the year.
Okay.
Okay. Week 17, Steelers at Ravens.
I mean,
I gave the Steelers the home win.
Well, the Steelers aren't at home. They're at Baltimore.
We gave the Steelers the home win in week 5.
I could see Baltimore winning this game.
Win. Dub. 3-game win streak. That's what good teams do, Joe. They kind of float around. We talked about it with the Falcons, I think it was. They kind of float around early, and then they hit the back end of the season, and the Ravens finish the season on a 4-1 stretch, 3-game win streak, to finish at 9-7.
Okay, that aligns with what I think they are. I like that.
Yes, yes. So now the Steelers finished second last year.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we've picked 7 games for the Steelers. Do you know their record?
I'll guess 4-3.
5-2.
Okay.
Your Steelers fan hood is showing.
It's not a Steelers fan hood. It's just the team. I've went into this all offseason long saying I think Pittsburgh wins this division. So,
all right. Well, let's find out, shall we?
Aaron, talk me down if you have to here now, Kyle.
Week one, Steelers go to New England and play the Patriots.
Loss, 0-1.
Dub to the Patriots.
Right.
We have the Steelers winning week two at home against Seattle coming across the country.
Okay.
And then we have the Steelers going on the road across the country the following week to beat the 49ers in San Francisco. 2-1 start. Not bad. Week four, Bengals at Steelers on Monday Night Football.
Steelers.
How the hell the Steelers end up walking away with
I don't know
Monday Night Football games against the Bengals and Dolphins this year?
Brother, that makes zero sense to me.
How the hell are you going to put those two? Pittsburgh, they just want Pittsburgh to look good on national TV.
I see that. And they're both at home at Three River Stadium, you know?
Yep.
Heinz Field, I know, Steelers fans, chill out.
We've already given the Steelers wins week five against the Ravens at home and on the road against the Chargers week six.
Who allowed that?
Was that me?
I don't know. I'm surprised you didn't fight me on that. It's balancing the two teams that I'm high on, the Chargers and Steelers. You had to – both teams can't lose, right?
Right. Had them tie.
Yeah.
I think the thing with the Steelers game was I'm looking at the Chargers schedule. I don't know why. I don't know if we were split or not on that.
I don't remember it at all, but we settled on it at the time. Let's move on.
So Steelers defeating the Chargers in L.A. to go into the bye week, week seven, at 5-1.
Okay.
Coming out of the bye week, Monday Night Football to play the Dolphins.
They have three in a row at home here coming out of the bye.
Yeah.
They're getting real comfortable here, aren't they?
I'm telling you, NFL giving them home cooking.
Jeez. Just getting all warm and fuzzy there in Pittsburgh. Well, I mean,
Pittsburgh dub here. I mean, let's not overthink it, right?
Yeah.
Week nine, Colts at Steelers.
What you feel here, brother?
This is a toughie for me.
I know. I mean, if Luck's playing, I can see this as a cold stop.
No question.
It's not that big of a travel for Indy. We've given Pittsburgh the benefit of the doubt every game, including at Los Angeles, Kyle. But are we to give them back-to-back home losses here? They lose to the Rams the next week?
Yeah, I think we should, though.
Two losses in a row at Three River Stadium.
It's Heinz Field.
I know. You ever been there? I've never been. It looks fun.
I have been there.
But they can't get the field right.
I was there for a Pitt game.
Oh, yeah, Pitt UNC. That's right. Was Trubisky playing that game? Or what? No, it was the next year.
Oh, year afterwards, damn it.
Like Chaz Surratt or something playing quarterback?
Yes, it was terrible.
Did you see Peterman at least? No.
No, and then like Whitehead was out.
Oh yeah, I remember that. So you're
it's like, why am I even here? I drove 4 hours for this shit.
Give me the Colts.
Give me the Colts. I agree. We gave the Steelers, as you said, the benefit of the doubt against the Chargers, the Ravens, and the Seahawks already.
Right. Right.
And then a loss at home to the Rams. We have them on the books already.
Yeah.
Which means this team is 6-3 through the first 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night football game in Cleveland against the Browns.
Give them a loss here, but then they're getting ready to go on a tear, in my opinion.
Yep, I'm telling you, this is what good teams do.
Right.
So they lose to go to 6-4, and they're going to finish hot.
Oh, yeah. Here comes.
They're going to finish real hot.
They're going 4 in a row right now.
Because they got Steelers week 12 in Cincinnati against the Bengals. When's the last time they lost to the Bengals?
I don't know. But
Steelers win.
It won't be that game.
The following week, the Steelers host the Browns week 13.
Revenge game.
The Steelers win at home. Yeah. Nope. We've already given the Steelers a win against the Cardinals in Arizona week 14. Week 15, Bills visiting Heinz Field, not Three River Stadium, to play the Steelers.
I feel like that's a game Pittsburgh wins.
Steelers dub at home. Week 16, Steelers at Jets.
So they close at Jets and at Baltimore, huh? What's their record going into this?
Going into the Jets game?
Yeah.
10-4.
Well, they're not winning them both. Well, we've already picked
up. Giving them a loss to Baltimore.
Oh, so the worst they
I think there's a real I think there's a, the worst they could do is 10-6. But I think there's a real chance they lose to the Jets.
I just don't love what the Jets have at corner or their pass rushers. Are they going to be able to get to Ben at all? They have a great inside. Offensive line. That's good on the offensive line. Can the Jets put enough pressure on them offensively? They probably can. They're at home. Give me the Jets.
Yes. All right, thank you. And then we have them losing to the Ravens week 17.
What's the record?
But 10-6.
Okay. That seems
so
good to me.
They're a game better than the Ravens.
Okay.
I think that's perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
All right. Browns. We've picked 9 games for the Browns, Joe.
Okay.
You know what the schedule or what the record is?
3.
4-5.
I never get them right whenever you ask me that. Ever.
So here's the good news for Browns fans who might be freaking out a little bit about the fact that you're 4-5 and we've picked 9 games. We didn't pick either Bengals game. We didn't pick the Dolphins game. They still got to play the Bills, and they got to play the Titans. So they have a chance here
to winnable games.
Make this division. Week 1, Tennessee Titans in Cleveland against the Cleveland Browns.
Didn't we already pick it? No, we haven't done the South yet, have we?
Nope. This is a dub for Cleveland, though.
You think so? They're home. They're home. I think that matters a lot.
They're home, and their fans are going to be fired up.
Yeah. I think that it's going to be a very disciplined defense, and I think Mariota is going to have a good year. But I can get behind. I mean, at home, this is going to be an atmosphere that is just unbelievably, you know, juiced up. Give me the Browns.
Electric.
Yeah.
Electric. Week 2, the Browns have to go on Monday Night Football in primetime and play the Jets.
Oh, that's fun. Mayfield.
Darnold versus Baker, Monday Night Football, Week 2 this year.
Let's go. Oh, man.
This is tough. This is a tough game.
All right, so the Jets are at home. That's very important.
Monday Night
Football. Who's covering Odell for the Jets, man? Who?
Nobody. Who's blocking Clowney? All right, no, Clowney. I got Clowney on the mind. Who's blocking Myles Garrett?
Not Kelvin Beachum.
Browns. I think they got the difference makers in the right spots.
I think so, too. Give me the Browns. Nick Chubb, let's go.
Browns. Starting 2-0. We have them losing at home to the Rams week 3.
That makes sense.
We have them winning on the road against the Ravens week 4.
Okay.
We gave the Browns a loss to San Francisco on Monday Night Football coming off the bye week 5.
I think that makes sense based on I don't think that they're a perfect team and they're going to have some letdowns.
Yep, some ups and downs.
Yeah.
And then we have the Browns beating Seattle week 6 going into the bye.
There's their bounce back. Yep.
So that's the bounce back. Now, bad news.
Yeah, very bad news.
They come out of the bye and play the Patriots in New England. Week 8.
L.
I don't want to give it to them.
You don't?
I don't want to just give the Patriots a layup L or a layup win.
If you're gonna, yeah, Patriots are going to win games at home, man.
I know.
You going to order some
ice cream, man?
Yeah, you going to get some? You get your Klondike bar, man? What are you going to do? One of those strawberry things? The last time you had ice cream, Kyle? 2011?
It's been a while.
Have you had a Pop-Tart? Have you had a Pop-Tart or ice cream more recently?
I had a Pop-Tart in Vegas a couple years ago.
A couple years? I've known you for like 5 years. You've not been to Vegas since I've known you.
It's probably been 3 or 4 years.
So you've been to Vegas since I've known you. That's not happened.
Yes. Not since we started doing podcasts together.
Oh, okay. All right. You did some things you didn't tell me about. Wow. Wow. Thought I knew you.
There you go. There you go. I want to come back to this Browns-Patriots game because I don't want to hold up the line too much.
All right.
We've already given the Browns a loss to Denver at home week 9. And then we have the Bills coming to town to play the Browns week 10.
Why are we so quick to move past this Patriot? Like, you think the Patriots are going to lose a game at home? You're going to predict that.
You think they're automatically going to go 8-0 at home?
Brother, yes.
They're already 4-0. They still, we haven't done games against the Bills and Dolphins for them yet.
They're going to mop the floor. 6-0. Yeah.
And then they got to play the Jets and the Browns. Those are the four games we haven't done of the Patriots at home right now.
All right. If you...
Jets, Browns, Bills, and Dolphins. They're winning at least three of them. I don't think it's an unforgivable sin to say they might go 7-1 at home.
All right. I mean, if you have strong, strong convictions about this, then get the Browns a win
because,
over.
Because I'm into the Browns this year.
Okay.
I think they can do, I think they can really make some noise.
All right.
So you're going to let me do it.
I mean, you have great conviction about it. I'm not going to fight. If you have great convictions and I'm like, I think the Patriots are going to win, but I'm not like going to sit here and like, you know.
I mean, I think that's, I don't think it's unreasonable to say the Patriots are going to win at home against anybody in the NFL.
Right.
But like, I also don't want to sit here and give the Patriots the benefit of the doubt every single week just because of the Patriots, because then they'll end up being 15-1 or 14-2.
Seems like a smart thing to do, but that's cool. You see, you've seen the Patriots lose games to like the Dolphins and stuff like that. That's a foreign concept to me.
Yeah, I get it. They're like God mode for you.
Oh,
just like a juggernaut. They're unstoppable.
Right. Whatever you can believe a football team, how great it is, add something to it. And that's what I think the Patriots are.
Because you're what? 3-30?
Against Brady. Yeah. Remember, remember, what do I always tell you? You know what quarterbacks won the most games in Buffalo since the year 2000, including Bills quarterback?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, brother. I've had enough.
All right. Big let, and then this makes sense because we gave the Browns a letdown the following week in Denver against the Browns.
And that's what helped me. That sobered me up with the Patriots thing.
Okay. Okay. Week 10, Buffalo comes to town to play the Browns.
Yeah. Then you got to like the bounce back there for the Browns, right?
Yep. And at home. And now the Browns go on a little bit of a run. They kind of float around, I don't say 500, a little over 500. We've already given them Thursday night football game win against the Steelers.
Yep.
And then week 12, the Dolphins come to town. And the Dolphins ain't winning this football game.
And Cleveland has the extra time here. Does Miami have regular preparation?
Miami, their bye's like week four.
Okay, so they wouldn't have extra prep. So this is definitely Browns.
They're coming off a home game against Buffalo the week prior.
Okay. So basically a bye week, right, Kyle?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then we had them losing in Pittsburgh to the Steelers. And then, oh, this is going to be fun. Two of their last four games are against the Bengals. Browns at home against the Bengals week 14. What do you got?
Win, but I mean, the Bengals are 0-16.
No, we're not. They already have a win. Okay. The Bengals are 1-9 already.
Oh, wow. They got a win. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I think we gave them a win over the Cardinals. Week 15, we have the Browns winning in Arizona against the Cardinals.
Okay.
Week 16, we have the Ravens beating the Browns at home.
Okay.
Week 17, Browns versus Bengals.
What's the Browns record?
I'm not telling you that.
Well, they were 4-5 going into this experiment.
They were 1-2. Yes, they were 4-5.
And we've given them a loss to the Jets, so that's a sixth loss. We gave them a loss to – that's it.
We gave them a loss. They gave them a win over the Jets.
Really? So they have five losses right now.
Yep.
You think
10-5 going into week 17.
You think the Browns are going 11-5?
Yeah.
You want to? Can this be a bet? Can we do this as one of our bets?
What, that the Browns are 11-5?
That they're 11-5 or better, you win. If they're 10-6 or worse, I win.
How confident do you feel about 10 wins? I'm interested if I can get it at 9.5.
No. Because then I need them go 9-7 and to win the bet. Right, no.
Let me think about that.
Okay. How long do you?
But do you think they'll beat the Bengals week 17 in Cincinnati?
I do.
11-5, Cleveland Browns, AFC North champions.
But I don't think they're going to be 11-5.
You want them at 10-6. All right, just for shits and gigs.
Yeah.
Do you want me to switch the Patriots game and see who wins the division on the tiebreaker? Between the Steelers would be 10-6 and the Browns would be 10-6.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, the Browns still hold it.
So if based on the way things went here?
Right now I switched it over to a win for the Patriots, and based on what we have, and we still need to pick 7 games for the AFC South and 8 games for the AFC East. What we have right now, having already picked, the Browns have the tiebreaker with the same record in the division at 4-2.
All right.
And the same overall record at 10-6.
You're okay.
And I'll leave it at 10-6. I'm not going to fight you that hard about a Patriots win.
So what did the Chargers and Steelers have? What was their records again?
Chargers are 11-5.
Okay.
Steelers are 10-6. So the Ravens are out of the playoffs.
At 9-7.
At 9-7.
Okay. You
know, here's the deal.
Okay.
You look at the AFC South. Who do you think wins that division?
Off the top of my head, Houston, I guess.
Do you think anybody's getting to 10 wins?
Maybe. Probably not. Could be a 9-7 champ.
No, I mean outside of Houston. Do you think any of the other 3 teams get to 10 wins?
I probably unlikely. But I think they all have a chance to win 8 or 9 games.
Do you think anybody in the AFCs besides the Patriots gets to 10 wins?
Probably not.
We still have to pick the Bengals.
Right. I'm ready for it.
They're 1-10. 1-10 through 11 games. Let's see if we can find another dub here, Joe.
You got my at Miami week 16. Got a chance there, right?
Oh, no. Locking in. Listen, Dolphins quietly are 1-7 in games we've picked right now.
Quietly 1-7. Okay.
Quietly 1-7.
They're better than the Bengals. Are they? I don't know.
I think they are.
All right.
We've picked the Bengals to lose at home to Seattle week 1. We've picked the 49ers to win in Cincinnati week 2.
Okay.
Bengals visiting Bills week 3. I think this is a Bills win.
Yeah, it's a Bills home opener too.
We've picked the Steelers to beat the Bengals on Monday Night Football week 4. We've picked the Bengals to win at home week 5 against the Cardinals.
Okay.
We've picked the Ravens to beat the Bengals in Baltimore week 6.
Okay.
Jaguars at Bengals week 7.
We have the Jaguars. That's a real crap record too, don't we?
We have the Jaguars at 0-8.
Oh my God. Go with the home team. Home team.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So I'm looking real quick over at the Jaguars. Divisional games for the Jaguars is where they're going to have to sneak some wins. They got some advantageous matchups at home left on their schedule. I think they'll find a few wins. We have the Bengals losing in London to the Rams week 8. So going into the bye, the Bengals are 2-6. We have the Bengals losing to the Ravens at home week 10. We have the Bengals losing in Oakland to the Raiders week 11. We have the Steelers beating the Bengals in Cincinnati week 12.
Mm-hmm.
Jets at Bengals week 13.
I want to go Bengals here.
Yeah, a little sneaky dub.
Yeah.
Late season.
Yeah. It's going to be, I'll give it. It'll be the easiest for you and I to pick a game for the Jets to lose. It'll probably be the easiest thing we'll ever settle on.
Yes, it's our greatest commonality, right? Hating the Jets.
Right.
Sorry, New York. We have the Bengals losing in Cincinnati or in Cleveland week 14. Patriots at Bengals week 15. I don't think the Patriots will have the first seed locked up yet, so give me the Pats in this game.
Okay.
Bengals at Dolphins week 16.
I mean, this is one of those go with the home team, right?
Dolphins. Dub. And then we have the Browns week 17.
Sorry. So what are they, 2-14?
3-13.
All right.
Which, believe it or not, is not the worst record we've given out so far.
The Cardinals are 2-14.
Cardinals are 2-14.
So Bengals could have the number 2 pick. Well, Cardinals are going to trade out of number 1 then, right?
Right.
Or would they just trade?
Great news for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Because right now we got the Dolphins at 2-7 and we haven't done either Pats game.
Since he's sitting in a perfect spot to get Tua or Herbert.
Yep.
Be mad about that win we gave him over the Jets. That's going to be one of those, oh my God. You could have had the number 1 pick.
Worthless week 13 win at home against the Jets. Yeah. Why'd you do that, you idiots?
Conversations for the future. All right, so what happened here?
All right, so the Browns are currently winning the AFC North. We still need to figure out the rest of the conference for the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Browns and Steelers tied at 10-6. Ravens at 9-7. Bengals at 3-13.
Okay.
Steelers are looking very promising based off the losses we've already assigned to the other teams to make the playoffs at 10-6.
So right now, it's Steelers and Chargers are the likely wild cards.
Are the wild card teams. Joe, I will say this. There are only two teams that are mathematically eligible to tie the Steelers for that final wild card spot.
What's their names?
Not telling you.
Okay. You like to just keep me on the edge of my – like you better hope I come back tomorrow and host the podcast with you because otherwise I won't find out.
We've got both divisions. We're doing both divisions tomorrow so that we are done with it by Friday. We are doing the AFC South, who we have to pick 7 games apiece for, and the AFC East, who we also have to pick 7 games apiece for.
Yeah, but it'll be down to just the division games once we get to the AFC East, right?
Correct.
So
I mean, this podcast, you know, we're doing two divisions, but it will go fairly quickly.
We get to find out everything was revealed tomorrow. The draft order, the playoffs.
Yeah, and then we do a mock day on Monday.
Yeah, mock draft Monday under our new...
No, not mock draft Monday, mock day.
Mock day on Monday with our draft order.
It's not Monday anymore. It's mock day.
I understand that, but the mock day on that, the day after Sunday with... with our draft order, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. My first 2020 mock draft comes out the following mock day, and I'm using this order too. I'm not using Vegas odds. I'm using this. We picked every
really?
Game. We picked every
really?
Game. Yeah, I'm going to accept responsibility for it. I'm going to take all the heat.
Oh, man.
And then you have to do it the next week too.
All right. Right now the draft order, based on the game, we still haven't picked like 14 games, right?
Yeah.
But I can click and see the live draft order right now.
What a fascinating program this is. Shout it out again. Tell people who's where this is.
Playoffpredictors.com. It is the bee's knees.
It's an S at the end, playoffpredictors.com.
All right.
Yep.
The top five right now in the 2020 NFL draft, according to our 2019 NFL game-by-game prediction, the Jacksonville Jaguars are picking first because they're 0-9. The Arizona Cardinals are picking second. The Cincinnati Bengals are picking third. The Miami Dolphins are picking fourth. And the New York Giants are picking fifth.
It's going to be fun, man.
It's going to be wild to see this thing come down to the close.
Yes. Need it.
All right. Well, you're going to have to come back tomorrow and find out how this little grand experiment ends.
Enjoy college football tonight, people.
Yes, indeed. And then, Joe, maybe on Wednesday we can do our predictions for the playoff pool that we've selected.
We just have all kinds of predictions coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, tonight is a BYU and Utah play tonight. Big game for the
–
I'm staying up late.
Rivalry. What time's that kickoff?
10:15 p.m. Eastern time.
God, you guys suck, man. Huh? I'm going to go take a nap right now.
I'm going to go to the coffee store after and get – well, the grocery store and get some K-Cups. If we get loaded up.
Coffee?
It's a
coffee store?
That was dumb. I know.
Look. All right. Have fun at the coffee store, you nut.